大家刚刚听到的那首歌呢，最后唱到了 money money money。大家好，我是 Jenny，
I'm Diana。
今天我们就要说说钱，说说收入。
So today we are going to talk about something that's a little bit of a sensitive topic,and that is money and salaries.
对，因为最近不是那个年收入12万，会被算成高收入者嘛？然后我和 Diana 聊天的时候，我们就有谈到这个话题。另外呢，我们也好像知道说，在国外问别人的收入啊什么， so when you talk about money, when you talk about income and salary, like you said, it's very sensitive, 很敏感。
Definitely.
是真的不能问外国人收入吗？ What if you're in a relationship with them? 但男女朋友之间可以问吗？或者亲戚家人可以吗？或者你更很好的朋友呢？ So we're going to be talking about all of these interesting issues in today's show.
Yes, we will. So if you want to go ahead and look at the article that we've got for you, go aheadto our official WeChat account.
对，详细的文本和推送呢，就可以到开言英语的公众号来获取，开放的开，语言的言，然后你回复收入就可以了。那首先Diana，收入，工资，英文里面有几种不同的说法，对吗？
Yes. So if you're talking about the year's income, that's a salary.
Salary. 你说是讲年薪的时候会、
mm-hmm.Other times you might call it an hourly wage.
A wage,
right?
可以，但那个就通常是小时时薪，对吧？
Yeah.
那 income 呢？
Income, I mean, you could say monthly income, yearly income. It usually means the whole year, but you could say monthly income.
啊，所以 income 就是形容月薪、年薪都可以。
那
我问你一个很 sensitive， 如果我想问一个外国人。你工资多少?
Well, first of all, you probably wouldn't want to ask them.
就最好不要问。
Yeah, yeah. It is quite sensitive.
嗯。
If you really want to know, then, I mean, yeah, you could ask them, like, how much do you make a month or a year?
对，我觉得在英文里面真的问到工资什么的好像不太说就是 what's your income, what's your salary,就更多是用这些动词就是How much do you make?
Right.
这样对吧、
yeah.
赚多少啊。但就像达安娜说的外国人真的 it makes them super uncomfortable.、
Yeah.
我能感觉到现在我们录节目达安娜就 你是不是觉得很 awkward, 很尴尬
Well, when I'm thinking about just asking someone that question, it makes me feel awkward, like I'm too nosy.
Nosy 就是很爱管闲事儿，对吧？
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
好，这个文化的点我们等一下再说啊。先说说就是、在中国我们说那个十二万是不是就算是高收入者？十二万英语里面也有几种不同的说法，对吧
？First of all, we could say 120,000.
Thousand 就是千，对吧？
Yeah.
然后十二万就你们是说120,000
？Yes. Yes.、
那还有比较口语的说法
120 grand.
Grand 就是美语里面 very colloquial 很口语的、对于千的一个说法
Yes. And then the last one is 120k.
啊 120k 这个 k 就是 also stands for 千
Yes.
那我觉得虽然外国人就是谈到You know, how much they make, 这种 salary income, it's very sensitive. 但是我也发现会有人就很 general, 他会说是 if they're making a five-figure salary or a six-figure salary.
Okay, yeah, that's possible.
好像这样说是 okay 的。
Yeah.
因为前两天我在跟我一个外国朋友聊天然后他就说到他说哦我太太现在很厉害啊 she's making six-figure salary 什么然后我就想、我第一次听到像外国人直接说出来他说他老婆很厉害就是六位数年薪那样
Yeah, I guess that is something to brag about because in America, most people on average don't make a six-figure salary.
Over 100,000.
Right.
这个在美国你说很多人 most people, 大多数人都没有六位数的
Yeah, that's true.
高薪高收入者英语有这种说法吗
I don't think we have like a an exact name to give people, but we would say he makes a high salary. Or they just make a lot. I mean, usually that means six figures.
然后有的时候看报纸啊什么新闻他们可能会说 high income earners. 这种是比较正式的说法。
Yeah. I would never say, oh, my friend's a high income earner. That just sounds kind of
too formal. Yeah.
Well, we could also say like, you're doing pretty well.
收入不错啊。那其实虽然说到这种 you know, six figure salary, 可是你把税啊什么的一些都扣掉就是我们说的到手以后可能就变成 five figure 了对吧就变五位数了。
Yeah, that's true. So how much you make before taxes, we call that your gross income.
税前 gross income.
And then after taxes, what you actually get in your bank account, we call that your net salary.
Net salary,
or net
income.
Mm-hmm.
另外还有一个比较口语的说法我觉得很形象就是 your take home salary.
Right,
take home income, take home figure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 所以很多人就说真的也存不下钱啊。
Yeah.
存钱英语里面。
Save up,
或者名词就是 savings.
Savings,
Don't
yes.
have any savings or have a lot of savings.
Right. It's a lot harder to have savings now than it was before.
好关于工资啊什么的这些英语我们讲了很多大家可以到今天推送里面去看给你们列出来的字啊。现在就想问问戴安娜这个最 uncomfortable, 最awkward, 让人尴尬的就是哎。外国人之间真的不能谈收入吗？不能问收入吗？
Yeah, usually not.
但我觉得这个是要分看情况 right? Really
yes.
depends on the situation. 当然 if you've just met someone or just acquaintances,、不太熟的那种人你显然是不能问。
I definitely don't ask.
And I'm talking more about 比如很好的朋友 you know, with your close friends.、
Usually we talk about our jobs in terms of what we're doing and what industry we're in, and we kind of never talk about how much we're earning.
即使跟很好的朋友之间谈到工作基本上也是讲那个 experience,
right.
你在做什么之类的、就不太会去问那个钱是吧
Yeah, not really. I don't know what most of my friends make. I don't think I know like their exact salary for anybody.
你即使最好的朋友 even your closest friends
yeah.
如果你去找工作然后你这个 industry 这个行业和你一个好朋友很像你会不会问问他说、you know, give me some clue some、
okay.
告诉我一下大概对
right,
you know, what
right.
kind of salary range 就或者美国人说的 ballpark figure 就大概的一个数值 会可以问吗?
Yeah, I guess in that case, you could. You're asking them for some career advice, and you want to make sure that if you do get an offer, you're not getting the short end of the stick.
这个是还 OK, 但也不会具体的问你赚多少钱。
Yeah.
Okay, got it. 那比如男女朋友之间呢?
Like in a
steady
relationship.
比较稳固的那种恋爱关系可以问。
I would say a good number of couples do know how much the other person makes.
如果感情稳定了、
yeah.
互相会了解对吧
Yeah,、especially if, for example, you're pretty serious and, you know, maybe marriage is even something that you're thinking about. I think、all married couples know how much the other person makes, of course.、So if you're kind of going towards that,、I would say you're probably going to know how much they make, but...I don't know. I wouldn't even say all of my friends who are in a relationship know exactly how much their boyfriend or girlfriend makes.
除非是比较稳定，或者在计划结婚啊什么的，大家会去了解一下。
Right.
Now, what about with your own family?
I guess.
你有一个弟弟吗
Yeah, I do have a younger. Because I was thinking, I was like, I actually don't know how much he makes. But he kind of gave me a breakdown of.How his salary gets calculated. So he has asked me, and then I give him like kind of a ballpark. And then I ask him, and he gives me kind of a ballpark. When I was growing up, I didn't know how much my parents made.
对，其实 speaking of that, 我也不知道我爸妈的。小时候就是 你反而觉得更 awkward 比去问朋友什么，你不可能问爸妈妈 你赚多少钱什么的、mm-hmm. 对吧
Yeah, I think the only time I realized how much my parents made was probably when I was applying for college because、you have to input your parents' income、
申请大学的时候那个表格要填父母的收入、
mm-hmm. Yeah,
是因为可以什么助学贷款那些吗、
Yeah, so if your parents、make below a certain income, they mightHave to give you a grant, or they will provide you with some scholarships.
我发现好像美国和中国一个比较大的区别就是美国的很多夫妻他们有一个 joint bank account, 然后在中国好像银行没有。我就记得我刚结婚的时候、对我先生就说哦，我们要去 let's set up a joint bank account、
right.
联名账户然后就去了银行人家说没有这个他们不提供对
yeah, interesting
因为你知道在中国很多是那个 husband they'll give their maybe not all of their salary but a large portion of their salary to their wife she、sort of manages the household expenses、
oh, wow.
doing the financial planning
so then you don't even need a joint account because he's already giving the money to her
也没有 joint account 所以也只能这样吧我北美我知道基本上结了婚以后夫妻就有一个联名账户、
mm-hmm. yeahI'm pretty sure、with a joint bank account, you still get separate cards.
对对对是的
so, and,、and you have your name on your card.
对
So it is kind of like a pool of money, but you still get your own access
对的
to
是
it.
是是是、mm-hmm. 那我们今天节目最后呢我想问一下戴安娜就是我们知道美国很多好像小孩就是、读大学就住到 school dorm, 就住宿舍然后自己工作了以后 the idea is it's time to be on your own, become independent, so people、don't want to live at home or their parents, we say kick out,
yeah.
kick them out.
Yeah.
但现在这个情况好像也改变很多年轻人因为 housing is so expensive, rent、mm-hmm. is so expensive, so、
right.
many people are moving back.
Or they never leave in the first place.
啊，或者就是一直就住在家里，是吧
？Right. So for me, before I came to Shanghai, my job was pretty close to home, so it didn't make sense for me to find another place and rent.
对，就看每个人的 situation 情况。
Mm-hmm.
然后你说你那时候在美国工作的时候，离公司离家很近，所以自己再出去租也不 make sense.
Yeah. Exactly. I had some friends who did move out because either they worked really far, so it didn't make sense to commute. Other times, I have a few friends actually whose parents wanted them to come back home so badly, they were offering a free room. Like, you don't have to pay rent.Just come home and live at home.
哎，等一下，你刚刚说里面有几件事情，我觉得很有意思。第一，你说你有一些朋友，他爸妈很想让他们不要住出去，
yeah.
还是回在家里住， uh-huh. 所以他爸爸妈妈就不要他们付租金。
Mm-hmm.
所以你的意思是你工作以后住在家里是要付给爸妈租金 ，pay rent。
I guess it depends from family to family. I contributed a little bit of rent slash utilities slash groceries. I know some people offered and then other people, their parents were like, okay, it's time for you to pay some rent.
父母有的时候也会这样跟小孩说、
mm-hmm. yeah.
是要让他们有那个独立的要生活独立然后 be financially responsible.
Right, I guess it's something along that line.
因为你知道在中国爸爸妈妈跟孩子间可能也很难 you know, have the conversation say 你要付点什么钱当然孩子可能会就是给爸妈买吃的啊什么的
yeah,
help out
yeah.
but I don't think we do it so formally where you know, every month you pay a fixed amount of money、
mm-hmm.
但我想在中国好像我们也会给爸爸妈妈钱但他们会说我们帮你存着They'll save up.、
Oh.
对对对，我是记得我刚出来工作的时候，我就是每个月工资有30%，我会交给我妈妈，然后她就帮我存着。So we、
oh,
do it、so
nice.
kind of that way. 好 ，I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable.
No worries.
那我们今天这个 yeah very fascinating, very interesting discussion、
right.
around this topic. 大家有什么想知道的或者你自己的观察 your observations, 可以在今天的留言里面告诉我们。 好，那也希望这一周我们带来不同的节目和不同的会员课程，让你学到了很多实用的英语，也了解到了比较真实的美国文化。
So if you've enjoyed our podcast so far, maybe you should think about becoming a member.
成为开言的会员，如果你还不是的话，因为我们现在Diana, 你知道 how many 会员 lessons do we have?
I think over 700.
对，730多节。
Wow.
Yeah, 我真的我很期待我们1000节课的那一天。
Yeah, we're going to have to do something special on that day.
Special party, yeah. 对。会员的话呢，所有的这些课都可以去学习。好，那今天的节目就到这儿，大家也可以到我们微信公众号先来免费试用一下我们的会员课程，在菜单里点开就能找到试用了以后喜欢的话呢，在这个菜单里面你也可以找到微信特惠的购买，学习一年只要629.
That's actually my birthday.
真的吗？ I did not know that. 你是6月29号生的。OK, 大家应该都记住了。Alright, we look forward to reading your comments and see you next time. 再见。
Alright, bye everyone. Thank you.